Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker declared high school basketball a high-risk activity because of COVID-19, but the Illinois High School Association is moving forward with its season, giving schools the choice to opt in. In a press conference, Governor Pritzker issued this warning.
I do think it's going to be problematic for schools that are going to allow the sports that we've said are highly susceptible to spread of the disease.
In a letter to school districts, the Illinois State Board of Education said defying the state's public health guidance opens schools up to liability and other ramifications that may negatively impact school communities. But IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson tells WBBM the legal risk is no different than when other sports were reintroduced in the fall.
Parents will decide if students get to participate, schools to decide if they're going to engage in competition.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The numbers keep going up in Illinois. State health officials are reporting more than 6,300 new coronavirus cases today. The 7-day average positivity rate in Illinois is also inched up to 6.9%. Hospitalizations are also rising, with 3,030 patients now being treated for COVID-19. Among them, 643 are in intensive care.
The District 115 School Board will meet virtually tonight, and Lake Forest High School teachers ask why, if it's safe enough for freshmen and sophomores to attend school in person, that the board is meeting remotely. Juniors and seniors are continuing with remote learning for now, and the board will discuss when it might be okay for those students to do a combination of in-person and remote learning. The teachers' union says all students should be learning remotely for now, following the recommendation made last week by the Lake County Health Department. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Brian McDermott, the police department's chief of operations, was explaining that about 4 to 6 officers from every police district have been assigned to beef up patrols in the parts of downtown hit twice by looting.
We have less officers down there on days, but third watch, we pretty much have enough people down there to have a noticeable deterrence against any civil unrest or looting.
But Alderman Sophia King, who chairs the Progressive Caucus, was frustrated.
How do you take into account putting resources down there when literally folks are being killed in the fourth ward? I know other places.
McDermott tried to reassure her.
There's over 800 people assigned to the citywide teams, so we're not ignoring the concerns of the neighborhoods.
King was not reassured. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Northside independent movie theater group is open for rental for private parties.
With many movie theaters mostly dark because of the pandemic, the new 400 theaters on North Sheridan Road is renting out its big screens for private movie showings. General Manager Scott Holtz tells Block Club Chicago they finally found their stride. During the summer, the new 400 theaters opened its patio to bar service while selling popcorn and candy. He says they got 100 reservations on the first day to rent the entire theater for $200 for 3 hours for up to 25 people per theater. Customers can bring in DVDs, Blu-rays, log on to streaming services, or bring in video game consoles. Pat Cassidy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.